I want to speak to Richard Bradley, who provides an excellent service. He's one of many people, and indeed, he's celebrating, I think, is it 40 years? 40 years of the Talking Newspapers. Richard, good morning.
Hello. Yes, that's correct. Talking Newspapers in Northern Ireland have been in existence for 40 years this April.
Just remind us how exactly it works, Richard.
Okay, well, the Talking Newspaper, obviously yourself and myself and most people can read standard print. A Talking Newspaper is for anybody that cannot read standard print for various reasons, blind, partially sighted, you know, stability issues with hands and holding print, etc. So we would produce Talking Newspapers across the province. There are 18 Talking Newspapers in total, and we produce them on a weekly or fortnightly basis. And we post them out in an audio format, be that on compact disc or USB pen drive, MP3 formats, free of charge through the post office, articles for the blind, to the recipient's houses.
Yeah, you just seem a wee bit far away from the microphone on the telephone, Richard.
On the phone, apologies.
Yeah, that's better.
Okay,
that's better. Get you a bit closer to that. That would be good. I have you at full tilt here. Now,
no problem.
It's also bound to be a great training ground for anyone who wants to be a newsreader to get involved in this. Can you volunteer on those terms?
You can indeed. Actually, a lot of the volunteers would come from, you know, through acting or broadcasting background. They would have loud, clear voices, unlike myself this morning, but they would be confident speakers, even if they're not. You know, it is just a matter of reading text from a newspaper into a microphone, so new volunteers are always very, very welcome, and within a few weeks you'll probably be up to speed with the professionals, as we say, you know.
And is there still the same... Yeah, is there still the same demand, considering the internet age now and so many gadgets, and you can hear things being read from voices on the internet? Is there still the same demand for the Talking Newspaper?
That's a very good point, which we do hear quite a bit. The thing about the Talking Newspaper is it's very localised news, so it would be news that you wouldn't otherwise hear. You obviously get sort of all the different media channels and on TV, but your local little newspaper coming through the door with the local stories or deaths and so on, you wouldn't hear that on the internet. So it is a vital local service for getting really localised news out to local listeners. So I think it still is a place, and you know, maybe the media may change, we may stream stuff in future, but certainly there is a place for very local news for local people.
And when someone gets the Belfast Talking Newspaper recorded from a studio over in East Belfast on Templemore Avenue, actually, when they do receive it, how long does it, you know, how long would you spend listening to the paper?
We can only record up to 80 minutes on a disc at the moment, on an audio CD. We tend to fill sort of 60, 70 minutes on that. It's a mixture of news and sort of magazine articles and maybe a quiz, recipes, poems and so on, and then local bits of information that people ask us to include on the disc.
Just a great idea. So, you know, it's going for 40 years. Mm. I've never been part of it down the years. Always was looking for additional training when I worked in hospital radio and pirate radio and all the things all those yonks ago along the border. Talking Newspapers would have just been superb. You know, there's many young person coming through in the media who could definitely avail of a bit of training on a talking newspaper. If they did want to spring forward and be part of the 41st year, how do they do it?
Certainly. Well, a lot of the volunteers that we have been there quite a while, so we are always keen to get new people on board, especially because we're recording on computers now, using software. So if anybody wants any more information, they can go to our website. That's www.atnni.org.uk. There's also contact information on that for all the individual Talking Newspapers.
Much easier, of course, to delete a mistake now than it would have been all those years ago.
That's very true. On cassette, you just had to stop and rewind and do it all again. I'm sure you know.
Yeah, absolutely. Now all you got to do is pause, delete and fire on, or even fire on and then delete it when it's all over. Speaking to you, Richard. Happy 40th birthday. Congratulations to everyone involved in the Belfast Talking Newspaper. A wonderful service. And you're having some form of a celebration. Is it today?
Yes, it's actually the Association of Talking Newspapers Northern Ireland. It's the 40th anniversary of them. The Belfast one hasn't been going quite as long, I'm not that old, but it's today in City Hall, celebration, so we have the Lord Mayor there and Dean Houston, one of the founders of the Talking Newspapers back in 1978, will be speaking as well. And it's just a chance for all the volunteers and listeners to get together and celebrate 40 years of success and going forward and continuing that. And there's a promotional video that we'll be launching as well, which we hope to use on our website and on Facebook channels as well.
Congratulations, the Association of Talking Newspapers. You may have answered this and I may have missed it. How many are there altogether?
18 in total around the province. If you look on the website, there's a wee map as well, so anybody can sign up and join, or you can pass people's details on to us and we'll get them sent out.
Great job. Thank you very much indeed. Richard, well done to everyone involved in the 18 groups, the 18 talking newspapers that are part of the Association of Talking Newspapers, NI. I'm sure there'll be a story about Richard being on U105 in the latest edition coming out of Belfast. I hope so. Right, it's coming up on 22:11. This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in.